Hey guys, I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that Surewinder is still selling amazing products. Some of you guys have been dragging your feet for whatever reason. If your shoulder hurts, do not waste time. Pull the trigger. I just bought four or five of them, and we had two guys out. You know how much it cost me to pay for two guys being out with bad shoulders? We just pulled the trigger and we said, listen, everybody's going to have one on a truck. It's mandatory. You got to use it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till your guys go down. It's going to cost you more. Buy a Surewinder.
What's up, guys? Ryan here, Torsion Talk Podcast with the lovely Tamara. How are you, Tamara?
I'm doing well, Ryan. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, like, I'm okay. Things are good.
I'm glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah. It's been a little bit of a weird couple months for sure. And I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning a lot about my business. And I think this episode is going to wake some people up. At least I hope it does.
Yeah, let's do it.
For this?
I'm ready. Lay it on us.
So... this is a cry to every business owner that listens to this, who especially is working in their business and has employees. I want to, and I a lot of times share things on here because I'm learning them, right? And I probably learned this lesson too many times. And people have always told me, like, you're too soft on your people and this and that. And I'm like, no, man, I love my people. Like, they're great. They love me back. They don't. Like, some of them don't. Some of them don't. Some of them do.
Don't you lump me in with that?
Yeah, no, but there are. Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned.
Okay.
There are people that, will do as little amount as possible just to say they did it. And there's people who will go all out because that's their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between those two types of people. And in the garage door industry, what I've experienced is when people feel like you need them more than they need you, then they start doing as little amount as possible to get by. And it's really sad because I think it's come to my attention that we've got more of those people than I would like to have. And, you know, we're going to do something about it. But I don't know if I was built different or if the people around me my whole life just created expectations that felt like I had to live in a level of excellence every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's shocking to me the laziness and the mindset of skating by and taking advantage of your employer.
Mm-hmm.
Do every little thing that you can to benefit yourself over the team.
Right.
And the thing is they look at it and they're like, you know what? I'm going to do this because I deserve it. And the business is making plenty of money and blah, blah, blah. But the problem is that every time you check out late, like clock out late on purpose, or, you know, you do stuff that costs the company money that, you know, you're not supposed to do. And you have all these little things. See, for me, I don't say anything a lot of times. I watch. I'm the sneaky guy. I'm making lists. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually I let them go. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me, you've never even written me up, bro. What? Why are you letting me go? Well, I've got freaking 6 months of evidence. That's why I didn't freaking write you up. Because if I would have written you up, the problem would have been that you would have changed for a month. And then I would have had to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's your mentality. You're not a good person. Or maybe you're a good person, but you're not a good employee. And if you want to set a good example, then you be a good employee. And here's the thing. Yes, you might be stealing from the business, but there's people on your team that care about you mm-hmm. and want you to succeed. And you're stealing from them because the more money that we have in the company, the more raises we can get, the better tools we can buy, the better trucks we can get, like all that stuff. But the small-minded poverty mentality of some people in the garage door industry is, oh, I'm just going to skate by and I'm going to take advantage of every freaking minute that I can. And it's pitiful. It's disgusting. And I won't tolerate it. And I'm hoping by sharing this today that other people won't tolerate it either. And as a matter of fact, if I have someone who used to work here and they leave and you want to know about them, just call me and I'm going to tell you point blank. Either I wouldn't hire them again, which means like that is a horrible thing. Yeah. They're either not ethical, they don't want to work, or they can't follow procedures. One of those three things. I have a lot of tolerance and I've had a lot of tolerance because I care about people. And I understand the effects it takes on people when you let them go. Mm-hmm. But I'm to the point where I'm done, like zero tolerance, right? I mean, yeah. People have caught, we were in a meeting today and I'm trying to add up how many boneheaded decisions and what they have cost me since I started the company. And mm-hmm. it's over $100,000. Mm-hmm. Bonehead, not like
honest mistakes,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I get honest mistakes. I'm talking about bonehead mistakes.
Yeah.
So, who's paid for those mistakes? Like me.
Right.
But then guess what? I'm paying for the mistakes, but then those same people are asking me for raises.
Right.
And then the other people who are not making the boneheaded mistakes are also asking me for raises. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to start telling them from now on? You can get your raise when Mr. Joe over here, not, I'm just using a random name.
Yeah. I do
Joe. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But when random Bob, right? When Bob stops making mistakes in the field that cost us multiple B-backs or stops selling the wrong thing or, you know, stops this or that, when he stops doing that, I'll give you a raise. And I'm going to start letting my people eat people. Like, we're going to create cannibalism. And I'm over just being average. And like our average, like, let me rephrase this. And there's nothing average about Aaron Overhead Doors. Like, we do everything with excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Do have some people on our team that aren't bought into that.
Mm-hmm.
And at different levels too, which is horrible. But it's my fault. And if you're listening to it, it's your fault too. Because like as an employer, we hired them, we trained them, we allowed it. And sometimes it's just easier to allow it than it is to cut the head off of a problem and be done with it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think we got a couple, like we got one or two people, good people that are in the wrong seats. Mm-hmm. And then we got a couple people that used to be good, right person, right seat. Now they're wrong person. And I'm not sure what changed other than we allowed it to happen a couple times. And now I think those few people think it's okay going forward.
Right.
And I'm thinking about like, man, you know, like what this cost me, what this cost my family, what this cost my employees, what this cost our customers. And I can look like an a-hole, which I do when I let people go. I know that. And it's hard because I've built friendships with these people and I really genuinely care about them. But it's kind of like when you're in middle school and you have like this huge crush on a girl and you guys start like dating, mm-hmm. but then, you know, you see her on the playground flirting with little Billy Joe over there and Billy's all like been in your ear about how much he likes her before you guys started dating. and you're like, man, neither Billy Joe or my girl are for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, but I love her, you know? And it's like, well, what do you do? Do you allow it and just deal with your pain of knowing that the love is not reciprocated, or do you end it? And, you know, I have always, you know, when it comes to like boyfriend, girlfriend, I've never really had a hard time ending relationships, but with employees, it's hard because you let someone go, you know, that impacts not just their heart or whatever. It impacts their financials, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But here's my new mindset. My new mindset is, you didn't reciprocate. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. Yeah, it's not. That's a boundary, and I'm glad.
I'm no longer going to get sick for 2 days when I got to let somebody go.
Yeah.
I'm refusing to. Like, every time I have to let somebody go, I get sick to my stomach. I won't eat. I'll get a headache. I feel awful because I genuinely love these people. But I am tired of pouring into people and giving them chance after chance after chance after chance and then not getting anything in return, or they just go do the bare minimums. And I'm pouring my heart out and doing everything I can to make it a great work environment for them, and I'm not getting 50% of the effort back.
Yeah.
And Josh and I, we sat in the meeting with some other leaders. And I said, Josh, this is our fault. It's our fault. It's my fault because it starts from the top and works its way down. It's your fault because you allowed me to do it. You did it. It's our fault. We're the leaders. It starts and stops right here. And here's the boundary. Like, this is where I think we found our fault. You hire good people who have good hearts. And then they mess up once and you're like, it's okay, buddy. It's fine. You know, like, you're learning. And then they learn and then they mess up. And it's like, oh, you know what? Like, that could happen to any of us. Like, it's okay. And then again, and then again, and then again. And eventually you get to the point where it's like, there's no repercussion for the mess ups or the issues.
Right.
Or we have to babysit you clocking in and clocking out all the time. Right.
Right. Like,
or knowing that the company is having cash flow problems or that it's slower and you're pissed off because you're not getting extra hours.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that? Right. Like, are you serious? You're not getting overtime. Like, we very rarely cut back overtime. But we just did it, like, I don't know, 2 months ago. It's more of like a, you know, hey, we're in a tight cash flow. When you have like down months and you have these super big months and you have down months and super big months, that's a recipe for disaster with cash flow. And it's been very like volatile for us.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, it's not been all bad. I mean, we've had our two best months in company history the first 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We also had two or three of our worst months in company history.
Right.
But when you look at it, we're still trending up. We're still ahead of last year. It's just the cash flow is like this. So, and I sit in a meeting and I tell everyone, and then it gets back to me that I'm like, you know, we've got someone, at least one guy who's acting a little frustrated because they can't get a bunch of overtime. They're not here for me. They're not here for the team. They're not here for the company. You're talking about, I'm asking for a month or two where we cut back overtime a little bit when other companies are laying people off.
Right.
I'm taking it on the chin, right? I'm paying the extra, not the company. It's coming out of me because that's extra money that we could use to grow the business, invest in new people, invest in training, whatever. It's not just about your extra $1,000 or $2,000 for the month or whatever it is. It's about the compound interest that it costs and the stress that it puts on me. And as business owners, like, I think we feel like we got to deal with that because there's no one out there to fill that role. Well, let me tell you some good news. The good news is the job market sucks right now. And the good news is that I've had job listings that are pouring in people with experience in the garage door industry because other companies are laying people off, or good guys are leaving because they're not getting enough work. I can keep my good guys busy, but let me tell you something. There's always going to be, we talked about this in the meeting today. It's like, no matter how good of a producer you are, like, you could be the top dog, like making the most amount of money for the company. And you know what that value is to me? Zero. If you have a bad attitude every day, zero. It's fine. I can go find somebody else, or I can replace you with two people. I don't care. Whatever it takes.
Consistency in everything, including price, reliability, quality, not just quality, but great quality control. These are things that describe Somer USA. Somer's not some startup company, not one that you need to be worried about going out of business in the near future. Somer and their family of businesses are $200 million companies. They're in over 100 countries, and they have locations in 20 countries. This is a large organization who stands behind their product and works through integrity. And there's not another company out there willing to drop what they're doing and help you out like Somer. These guys are awesome. Not only have they been loyal to the Torsion Talk podcast, they've been loyal to the technicians and the owners of the companies who install their product. In my opinion, if you're not at least offering Somer as an additional option, you're cheating yourself. Listen, first-time dealers, I've got a special for you. If you buy 10 or more Somers while supplies last, we will offer you free shipping. You have no more excuses. The prices are great. The product is amazing. Go check out Somer USA and order 10 for free shipping.
But this is a cry out to business owners that you don't have to deal with it anymore. Like, it's not mandatory for you to drive around in a truck or be in the office stressed out about trying to make everybody happy. We're grown adults, y'all. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have employees, and sometimes as employers, we act like little jacklegs and kids running around here being immature and stupid. Listen, here's the game. It all boils down to this. Deliver a great experience for your customer. Have fun doing it and do everything with excellence. And anything short of that, you failed. Point blank. It's not that hard. But we make it hard because we think it's funny to cut corners or, you know, treat our employer like trash, steal, whatever. And it's just not cool. Like, I'm not happy about it. And I think the most frustrating part for me right now is, one, I allowed it. I actually participated in it, knowingly or unknowingly. I think knowingly to a degree, by not stopping it sooner, not creating repercussions sooner, by not nipping it in the bud sooner. But subconsciously, like, not being there, like, almost not willing to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I think that's every business owner, right? We got so much going on. It's like, man, I'll deal with that later.
Right.
And I can tell you firsthand that every time I've postponed dealing with that, it's always cost me more money than I thought it should have, mm-hmm. than if I would have just cut the head off earlier. Right. Now, I mean, cut the head off of the person. I mean, just, the head represents the problem.
Yeah, address the problem. Yeah.
The body, right? So,
yeah.
Make sure we're clear on that. So, I don't have a bunch of cops showing up. Yeah. I kind of want to hear your input, Tamara. I've been ranting a little bit and you've just been sitting there like shaking your head.
It's tough, right? And I feel for you so much because I know that you care about people, but I think that both personally and professionally, and maybe especially as a business owner, protecting yourself and your boundaries is so important, not only for the health of your business, but also for the health of you yourself. In my experience dealing with, 45 garage door business owners on a weekly basis, you pour yourself heart and soul into your people. I don't know one of our GD members that's not completely invested in making sure that they have a good work environment. I've never in my life worked for another industry that has had that kind of mentality.
Good people.
Employees. Yeah. Just good people with good hearts.
Why? You know why I think that is? And I don't mean to get you off course. No. Where you're going with that. Almost all of these guys worked for a company before and saw mm-hmm. how poorly it was run, and they wanted to do it different. And right. one of those things they wanted to do different was treat the employees right.
Yeah.
And I think that looks very different. It's almost like parenting, right? You have different generations of parenting. Mm-hmm. It's like yeah. you have one generation that's super hard. So mm-hmm. the next generation's super soft because that's what they wanted to, they didn't like the way they were parented. So they want to parent differently.
Right.
And then those super soft people, like they go out and do something different.
Yeah.
It's the same way, right? Like you work for an asshole of a boss. And so now you want to be a softy and care about your people to the point where you almost allow them to walk all over you.
Yeah. I think it's a really weird time almost. I feel like in the culture, our culture in America as a whole, with people, especially the younger generation, having that like ingrained sense of entitlement, where they just feel like they're owed for showing up. And I wasn't taught that way growing up. Like you said in the beginning of the conversation, I don't know if it was the way that we were raised or what, but like I strive for excellence in everything I do. And it is shocking to me when people don't behave that same way. So it is like for people like us that have that mentality, it's hard to accept that that is what's going on, especially if it's happening with a person that you care about. But I've come to learn the lesson the hard way, just like everyone else, that sometimes you have to recognize that this is not going to work and draw a firm line in the sand. So I support you.
I'm going to put a sign up where we have our meetings in the morning. It's going to say nowhere to hide.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. You know, I learned that from, when I worked at a startup and startup software company, John Hanger, we need to get him on the show. He's freaking amazing. My CEO. And I don't know how he phrased it, but he basically said, we're too small to hide. Mm-hmm. Like if we're too small to take a day off, we're too small to hide, meaning not like you can't take a vacation, right? That's not what he meant. He meant like, we can't come into work and not put in our best effort every day. Because it takes that from everyone in order for us to get where we're going.
Right.
Right. But then when you have one person that's like, oh, you know, whatever, you know, I don't feel good today, so I'm going to just do 50%. Well, I don't really care about your feelings right now. Like, we're all on a mission. What about the other freaking 20 people who don't feel good, who are here working their tails off? Right. It's like football. You're either injured or you're hurt. If you're hurt, you're playing. If you're injured, you're on the sideline with like cast on your leg, yeah. right? There's no in between. We're all freaking dealing with stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like he was like, we're 10, 15 people and there's nowhere to hide. Mm-hmm. You're going to get exposed when you take time and you don't give your best.
Right.
And so I'm trying to create a culture where people call out other people. You know, in football, in the weight room, it was always, we were always trying to push each other to get better and to work harder. And I'm remembering a lot of those old things now that, cause I was watching the Johnny Football documentary. You guys should watch that. And then I'm watching the Florida Gators TV series that they did with all their convicts talking about toxic culture. But anyway, I think that what you see in these things is you have high producers, toxic environment, and therefore you have some short-term success. But how you build long-term success is you eliminate toxicity, incrementally get better every single day.
Yeah.
With people who want to win and give their best effort.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone in the field sees someone else not doing it right, then they've got to be able to say, hey, that's not our standard. That's not excellence.
Yeah.
Do it again and let's get it right, man. Come on. Right.
Yeah. Right.
In an encouraging way.
Yeah.
Even as a peer, same level. I don't care if you're a helper. I told my team that we're hiring people right now and we don't really have room for them,
mm-hmm.
but they get to decide if they replace them or not.
Right.
I told them that in the meeting. And then I'm telling the people coming in that we lack leadership and I need leaders. Are you guys down to be leaders? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, bro, I got probably two or three leadership roles I could fill right now. If you're interested, come in here, kick butt, do a good job. I said, you're not going to win it overnight. I said, and there's some people that are deserving that are almost there. I said, but I'm telling you, bro, I got people who aren't trying. And if you guys come in and kick butt, you could be a freaking manager here in a year or two. And they're pumped. Freaking pumped. I got these guys wired. They're coming in with freaking eye black down to their chin, helmet on, you know, ready to run through brick walls for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Josh, I said, bro, you know what we should do? We should line up like five interviews for Monday morning at 7:45 for our daily meeting and be like, y'all, this is how it's going to be from now on. These five want your job. That's how we did in football. If you came out and gave 50% in practice, you were sidelined.
Right. Yeah.
Not the same football, but still, like, that's the way I view life because that's what I did. I'm on fire right now, dude.
I know. I feel the.
I'm ready to tackle somebody. Give me a wall. All right. Camera, what you got? Let's wrap this up.
I don't have anything. I feel for you. My heart goes out to you. And because all the business owners, you guys try so hard and I hate that there are people that take advantage. Get them out of there.
Let them go start their own company and get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, you know, feel like I've helped start multiple businesses, which is fine, but I'm not worried about them like the least bit, because if they couldn't hack it here, they're definitely not going to make it. They may get a little success, but I can guarantee you they're never going to be competition.
Yeah.
It takes a certain type of person to be successful.
Yeah.
And that personality doesn't work.
And it's not somebody who shows up to work thinking, how can I get away with doing the minimum today?
So, listen, I don't know what this is like for you guys listening out there, but I hope it helps. I hope that this drives you to make good decisions. And it's easy to turn your head, or, you know, because you got so many things on your plate. And I get it. But at some point, we have to put our foot down and make a statement and just say, you know what? It's time that I take my business back and really do it, really take it back, really make good decisions. And I think people in your company need to know, yes, it's not a competition to get your job, But if you're slacking, it's next man up. That is exactly the way it needs to be. And I don't feel like I need to give 10 warnings. As a matter of fact, that should just be your standard. And anything above that is great. Anything below that is unacceptable. So with that, I want to say thank you to everybody who registered for GDU Summit, because we're about to have the most amazing event ever here in a couple weeks. And then we got two more sales training, September and October. You can go to GDU, garagewareyou.com to register for that. If you have any questions, reach out to us. Thank you for our sponsors. Appreciate you guys for the summit and also for the podcast. You guys have a wonderful day.